Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A bright and sunny day across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for those enjoying time outside. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze as temperatures remain comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu has managed to sink even lower. Mayan Sherman, mother of Ron, a hostage killed in captivity, responded to a video against Eisenkot. "Who are you, the 30 mandates voting for this scum?" she fumed. This was reported by Walla earlier today. Also, the U.S. will start using British bases for attacks against Iran. This follows approval from Prime Minister Burnham. This development was covered just minutes ago by the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, Trump announces a new reciprocal trade agreement with Jordan. This builds on the existing free trade pact and aims to deepen economic and security cooperation. JNS reported on this earlier today. Separately, three American soldiers, Tyler, Isabella, and Michael, were killed. Michael Emmanuel Swinton died during a controlled explosion of an Iranian drone. This was detailed by Israel Hayom in earlier reporting. And finally, the U.S. and Jordan have signed a new trade agreement. The updated pact aims to boost market access and strengthen strategic cooperation. I-24 News provided this update earlier today. From X, the latest. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 reported just minutes ago about a loud explosion in Tehran's District 8. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted reports of explosions in Bushehr and Tehran, questioning if another round of U.S. strikes has begun. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy expert, highlighted Iran's massive size compared to past U.S. conflicts. He questioned the Trump administration's approach in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the controversy involving Netanyahu. The video that sparked outrage was seen as propaganda targeting Eisenkot. Mayan Sherman's response underscores growing tensions within Israel over how hostages are portrayed. According to Walla, her words reflect deep frustration among some Israelis. Turning to the U.S. military movements, Prime Minister Burnham's approval to use British bases marks a significant step in the U.S.'s approach to Iran. The Jerusalem Post notes that these strikes are classified as defensive. This move could escalate tensions with Tehran, impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, Trump's trade agreement with Jordan signals a strengthening of ties. The JNS explains that the deal expands market access for U.S. exporters. This could enhance economic opportunities and deepen security cooperation between the two nations. Separately, the American soldiers' deaths highlight the dangers of handling unexploded ordnance. As Israel Hayom reports, these incidents emphasize the ongoing risks faced by military personnel in volatile regions. This tragedy may prompt renewed safety protocols for such operations. Lastly, the U.S. and Jordan's trade pact aims to reduce barriers and foster cooperation. I-24 News highlights its potential to boost economic ties and strengthen strategic alliances. This agreement could lead to increased economic activity and closer diplomatic relations. On the economic front, first, a new Israeli accelerator is targeting autism technology. CTEC reports that this free 3-month program will support 10 startups with clinical guidance and connections to industry experts. Separately, Selena Gomez's Rare Beauty is set to enter Israeli stores. According to YNED Business, Shufersal's Bee Farm will begin selling the Sephora makeup brand through parallel imports starting in August. And finally, Merck is downsizing 2 Israeli development centers. Globes reports that the German company will implement layoffs in Jerusalem and Rehovot. This move reflects broader trends in the global pharmaceutical industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI. based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.